Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo! Man, my kid spoiler just scraped the ground. I guess I should have checked the air on the tire pressure before I pulled over into that curb. You know, that's one thing you got to watch out for today in the... Yeah, getting down right there, right? You know, cars today are a little bit lower than they used to be, and SUVs and four-wheel drives are higher than they used to be. Chin spoilers. What's that? Well, that's a piece of plastic or fiberglass that's like your chin, sticking out in front of your nose. Well, some of us have that. I know Jay Leno does. Sorry, Jay. But anyway, he's known for that. It's a good thing. But your chin spoiler on your car, folks, it's a little rubber dam or a plastic dam. Most of them are not rubber. They've got rubber up underneath, trying to quiet it down because of the wind hitting it. Why is it there? Well, that's just some of what we're going to get to today here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me for the next 3 hours. That's right. The next 3 hours, you're going to be in the cockpit with me, riding shotgun. I appreciate that. So hang on. Put the tray table up. Prepare for takeoff. We got a lot of things to get to. Not only are we going to get to your emails, and that address, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word. That's what you're listening to, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thank you. I say the email address. You folks... I ask, you answer. And we have a lot of emails to get to today. That means Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house. Yes, in the house, in the Greasy Garage house studio. He's got the email bag there on his lap right now. He goes through there, finds out the ones that might stump the chump. I'm the chump. Hopefully they're tougher this week. I want to get stumped. I don't know hardly anything. 47 years of doing this. Oh, yeah. I just barely started. Why do I say that? Because cars and trucks, as you know, have changed so much every 3 months or a quarter, as the business folks might say there that own the company or the managers or the presidents and vice presidents and secretary. Oh, okay. 3 months. They just keep changing them up. So I have to keep reading, studying. Do you? You don't need to. That's why you're listening to Auto World. I appreciate it. Thank you. So, but I will not ever be able to keep up with all what the manufacturers are doing to give you and I more creature features in our cars. Where was the days? You know, and just give me that glass window and I'll just roll it down. Counterclockwise or clockwise? See, that's how complicated those windows were. Which way's clockwise? Let's see, where's my wristwatch? What happened to the wristwatch? It's coming back. Thanks, Apple. Anyway, hey, good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans right here in the Greasy Garage Studio live from Boise, Idaho. Thanks for tuning in. Today, what are we going to do? Eddie, if you would, hand me the hubcap, please. Thank you. Oh, gosh, that thing is cleaned up. Stop cleaning the hubcap. I like them dirty and rusty. Anyway, thanks for cleaning it. That means what we have in the hubcap is just a few things here. The menu for Auto World. So let's just start right off the first hour and give you a little bit of a tease and a taste of what's happening. First and foremost, you are the star, folks. That's why we're here. I want to hear from you on the phone number, and that is 855-660-4261 since 1992. 855-660-4261. You can get me on Facebook. We're all full there. 5,000 friends. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Keep friending us, though. If somebody drops out or decides not to be on Facebook anymore, we'll have a slot for you there, and we'll get you on the racetrack with us. Follow me on Facebook Messenger. I do use that, and we can talk, visit. That's what it's about. Instagram, Auto World Media. Auto World Media. And then podcast, of course, if you want to go back, which you will have to go back, period, to listen to last week's show. Well, let's just go back to 1992. There's so much information. Every show, every hour is different. The news, the fun, the emails, Oh, yeah, the AW Auto World reminders, which you're going to get one today. Every hour is different. So if your local favorite radio station that you're listening to us on right now does not take all 3 hours, call them, email them, bother them. Because, well, this, for example, the third hour, it's here, the TX. What is it? You'll find out on the third hour. Oh, by the way, third hour, a traffic jam equals what? Robo-taxi? What do you hear about that? Anyway, first hour. So, how to get to that third hour, second hour that you might not be getting on your favorite radio station, just go to GCN Live, GCNLive.com. Also, you'll see there under Auto World, my, you know, if you want to see what I look like, I'm there behind the silver microphone. Very popular microphone, that is, silver microphone. Since 1992 it is. It's a legendary, that microphone. Right now it looks like the temperature on the microphone. This is just like a NASCAR race. It is, because the temperature on the microphone right now is 95 degrees and keeps going up. And when it gets to the third hour, it probably hits 200. Anyway, a lot of hot air. Anyway, let's get to it. First hour. General Motor. Pixie Sticks. If you go over to Facebook, go ahead. Head over to Facebook. Take a look at my Facebook there, Mark Evans. Go over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. You'll see a pile of sticks. Is there enough sticks to go around, is my question. You're going to hear a little bit about that the first hour. And I've got a little bit of information for you about gas stations. Fill her up. Well, you used to say that. And then first hour we've got oops. Yep, they did a big oops. We're oversupplied. And my question is, could the price fall? Could be. Also, first hour, certified to drive with no hands. Certifications, all it takes. They got it. Second hour, the Garage 56. Garage 56. I'm going to give you a little bit of, oh, some good news about Garage 56. If you've never heard about Garage 56, you'll hear about it on the second hour. And, yep, they're throwing another, they're investing another $500 million. $500 million, folks, on top of the already $31 billion that they've stacked up in that big pile. And it's all for three letters. Gotcha. It's the truth. Three letters. Not two, three. And the second hour we have for you today. We've already called him Dougie the Drumroll, five-stick drum roller. He's going to be here because, and the winner is, well, it's the best car for your teens. We have a winner. And another thing we're going to be getting to, of course, is your time is going to shrink. Yep. Time is going to shrink. And that is something you're going to have to tune in for. Now, with that said, now again, you're the star of the show. I want to hear from you through emails, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We've got Axelrod Alex. He's behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. That means that, in fact, he's behind it, hanging there with homemade. Well, yeah, I made him. You can call him homemade. He's hanging there because the GCN 2800 mixer machine is 22 feet. It's 22, right, Alex? Yeah. Okay, 22 feet long. A lot of buttons to make you sound good. 855-660-4261. We're going to go into the email bag, of course, whenever you hear the Yuga horn. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's got that right there on his lap, and hopefully his battery's working anyway. So let's get right to it. Okay, first and foremost, you folks over listening in the East Coast, I'm sorry to hear and see this, that you are smelling smoke. Keep your chin up. Don't go outside is what I know. We out west here, where I'm broadcasting Boise, Idaho live, we're out west, the state of Idaho. Yes, we have forests around us. Yes, we have forest fires come that season, which we're going into that season. You folks are smelling the smoke of, you know, the Canadian folks coming down. The wind's blowing your way. Sorry to hear that. Sorry to see it. But one thing I do want to remind you, and I'm going to use this opportunity to remind all of us, we call it the AW reminder. The AW reminder. AW stands for Auto World, which Auto World is. It's America's Automobile Enthusiast Show, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. When we come back from the short break, I have an AW reminder for all of us. I want you to be here the next second, next hour, next week, next years. And this reminder will make that happen. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. We will be right back.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Back in 7 miles, in Houston City, where big diamond rings and silk suits.
everywhere. Get them fixed. I'm usually in the middle of the road because I'm avoiding the potholes. Oh, yeah. I'm sure glad I got that 10 and 2 position to dodge those, drive around those potholes. Woohoo! What is the deepest pothole you've ever drove into? Pretty deep, huh? You folks there riding those motorcycles, especially at midnight when you can't see as good? Be careful out there. Okay, it is time right now to give you an AW reminder. I'm going to do this every hour. We have 3 hours every hour. AW reminder, Auto World reminder, and that is because of the smoke in the air. All of us, all of you, every one of you have a cabin filter in your cabin. Not the cabin in the woods by the pine trees. The cabin filter is in the heater core box underneath the glove box in your car and truck. Cabin filter. It looks like an air filter, folks, but it is designed completely different to capture, literally, the fibers are so thick, to capture every little bit of smoke particles, just particles in general in the air. So when you have spent a lot of money for this automobile and this truck, when's the last time you replaced the cabin filter or had it replaced? Probably never have. That's why this is called the AW reminder. I want the cabin filters out of there. Now, you might not care about, you like the smell of a campfire. Fantastic. But the truth's the truth. The truth is, I want you not to have to call me here at Auto World. I want you to call me, but not on this point, and or email me on this point. My air conditioner, Mark, is not blowing as fast as the air used to blow out the vents. That's because the cabin filter's plugged up. All those particles. I've pulled out cabin filters. The other day, I was on the front of a firewall on a vehicle, not to mention any brand or model, to protect the innocent, the car, that is, because it really doesn't matter the brand. But I could see the cabin filter because I had to take the box off the front of the firewall on the passenger side. And that's where your cabin filter is. You get to replace that, by the way, on the inside underneath the glove box. A lot of times you just pull the glove box out. You can do it yourself. Pull the glove box out. Right behind the glove box, you'll see a little door. Open the door. Sometimes you have to slice the plastic. It's designed to do that. Slice it open. Watch your fingers. Pull the cabin filter out. Most of them today are not to slice the plastic. The olden days, they used to just give us the line, those technicians and the service bulletins. Cut along the line, which then open this flap, and there's the cabin filter. Well, how are you going to put the flap back up there? Well, it's plastic. You kind of bend it back up there, and then you use some duct tape. Right? Not. They give you a special silicone. Today, it's an easy pull out, pull in, pull out. Anyway, these cabin filters need to be replaced. How often, you ask? It depends on how much smoke you're in. How do you tell if they're plugged? Without looking? The airflow coming out of your air conditioning vents. That is in the summertime. If you feel, folks, that your air coming out of those AC vents, the speed of the air has been slowed up. It's not blowing like it used to when you first purchased this automobile. This car, this truck? No, rototillers do not have cabin filters. Sorry about that. If you don't think the air is blown out as fast as it used to, replace it with a good cabin filter, and you'll find that, in fact, your car will still have that new car smell. You will not be smelling smoke on the inside. In fact, the luxury cars, this is part of why you spend so much money on your automobile. They have a better microfiber type of air filter in there to capture everything. I'll put it where it is. One day I had a Lexus in my life, and not today, but yesteryears, I had a Lexus in my life, driving through a forest fire. And I was driving through a smoky forest fire area to go, basically, truthfully, yes, adjust an automobile, crash an automobile, because I had an appraising business for automobiles. And I had to drive into there to do an appraisal and adjuster on that burn-up car. And I was in that smoke area, and I didn't smell any smoke at all until I opened the door. Now, that cabin filter worked, didn't it? Yes, it did. The thing that I want to point out to you is that, folks, your resale value means a lot. You really do not want your car, when you go to trade it in or sell it, to smell like fast food or even a campfire. Anyway, let's do it. Let's get on with it. Okay, I've got for you, talking about cars and buying cars, selling cars, I have for you some wholesale car stats that just came out this last week. Market, this is good news, market lowest average price of 2023 right now. fresh. This is fresh. This is wholesale prices, which causes the wholesalers to sell you a car a little bit lower. But yeah, May was down 2.7% versus April. And also, overall, it's the market is down 7.6% new and used versus last year. The May used car inventory, though, is up. Used car inventory, 45 days supply. 45 days supply, so it's up. What's this all mean? This means that you're going to see prices start to fall. Yes, finally. Also, now, let's get on with the Pixie Sticks. The story about sticks. Yes, the charge sticks. That's what that's all about. If you head over to our Facebook page, Mark Evans or Auto World Radio, you'll see that we did put up a picture of a pile of sticks. Is there enough sticks to go around? What's going on? Charge sticks, that is. Electric EV charge sticks. Well, guess who else joined, welcomed in to the party? To Tesla's party, that is. General Motors. Last week, I believe I pronounced their brand correctly. Ford. F-O-R-D. Ford stated that they now are going to go ahead and let you, if you own a Ford, back up into the Tesla superchargers and charge your Ford. Now, General Motors is welcomed into the party. They said they now have been approved by Tesla. General Motors will begin to integrate the North American Charging Standard, NACS, in new EVs starting in 2025. General Motors, folks, you customers out there, the General Motors, you'll be able to, just like Ford people, you'll be able to back in and access, yes, able to access 12,000 sticks, Tesla superchargers, and growing beginning in early 2024, charge sticks that is, 12,000 is what they have, Tesla has right now at this point. Now, this builds on progress, made to date, yep. Well, you need to charge your EV, don't you? General Motors, they announced it this last week. They partnered up with Tesla just like Ford did. They're jumping on the bandwagon. Now, how many more car manufacturers, truck manufacturers are going to jump on also to make this happen? Probably quite a few. 12,000 is all they got. I don't think there's enough sticks. Hey, that Aduka horn means we need to go into the email bag. Thank you, Eddie the Engine Emailer. Let's go for it. Oh, we don't have enough time with this segment. We're going to go in the next segment. We're going into the email bag. 12,000 Pixie Sticks is all they got. Well, supercharger sticks. They work. Ugh, I don't know. What do you Tesla fans think about that? You own a Tesla? You see a Ford and a General Motors taking up your charge stick? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr disagrees with claims by Trump and many Republicans that the Justice Department's 37-count indictment is politically motivated. Barr joined those who say Trump could have avoided federal charges if he had turned all of the classified documents over to the government. A new poll indicates an overwhelming majority of Republicans don't believe a felony conviction should keep a candidate out of the White House. Emergency crews remain on the scene following a major freeway bridge collapse in Philadelphia. Part of Interstate 95 is closed indefinitely after a tanker truck caught fire Sunday morning, causing an overpass to collapse. Firefighters put out the blaze, but heavy equipment was being brought to the scene to remove sections of concrete. Novak Djokovic stands alone in men's tennis. The 36-year-old won his 23rd Grand Slam title at the French Open on Sunday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Well, this thing is running great.
Got the spark plugs replaced in it, so we're doing good. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Interactive, informative, and all things automotive. Every week, appreciate you being here. I just wanted a little highlight here real quick. Tesla Supercharger Network will be open to General Motor, you folks that owns the General Motors EV drivers, starting in 2024, and will it'll require, though, the use of an adapter. Beginning in 2025, I understand that Tesla, the first General Motors EVs, will be built with the NACS inlet for direct access to the Tesla superchargers without an adapter. That's in the future. That is in, beginning in 2025. But General Motors states they will be making adapters available for drivers of the NACS-enabled vehicles to allow charging on the CCS cable fast charge stations. So Ford and General Motors will be backing into your Tesla charge supercharger sticks now, and we'll become all happy charge stick people, I guess. Okay. Now, I think I heard that Uga horn go off earlier. Let's do it. Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, yeah. Quick on the hand, let's go into the... Oh, yeah, let's go into the email bag. Thank you, Eddie, the emailer. Time to go to the email. He told me earlier, you better get into the bag. There's a lot of them. We are. Okay, this one, if you can't read it, I can read this one on the air. There's nothing states that I can't read it. So if you do, please share your challenges, your questions, your stories with us here at Auto World. Your first car, your second car, the worst car you've ever had, what you really hate about the automotive industry, what you really like about the automotive industry. We welcome all your emails, folks. Really do. The address is, again, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And Eddie, the engine emailer here, he will go through the emails. He then pulls out the hard ones he believes is tough, and he tries to get me to get stumped. Stump the chump is what we call it. So this one I can read. Let's get to it here in Minnesota. Awesome. Says, hey, Mark, wondering if you work on or know anything about motorcycles. I have a 2004 Kawasaki 400 that will not shift to only one gear, sometimes two. When I shift down, it goes down too far and into the wrong gear. The shift lever moves too far. Is my transmission shot? Alex, with you in Brainerd, Minnesota. Awesome. Well, let's do a shout-out. Right there where you are, Alex, in Minnesota. Pretty close. Shout-out goes to... There's our shout-out horn. Shout-out goes to KVBR, AM 1340, and also FM 95.1. Good to have you, Crosby. East Gull Lakes, Brainerd, Minnesota. Good to have you. Thanks, Alex, for talking about motorcycles. It is that season, isn't it? Absolutely. Alex, what you need for your, let's see, you said a Kawasaki. I know them real well, actually. I have, that's what I ride, is cows. The Jersey cows. No, the green cows. We call the Kawasaki green. Yeah, okay. So I'm riding the greens, too. I got a 300. KLX 300 is just one of them, and then a KDX also. I have replaced, Alex there in Brainerd, I actually have replaced the transmissions for the same reason, by the way. I can't say that it's not a recall by Kawasaki, but once you get an older bike, what it is is... The transmission in them is a big, it's a round camshaft with, looks like termite channels on it, and that's where the forks go in. So when you're pushing your lever up and down, it rotates that round camshaft looking thing with termite channels in it, when it rotates, it moves the fork in and slides the gear into the next gear where it should be. So I do not recommend you do this yourself. Very, very technical. You're going to need some special tools. And yes, it is worth fixing though. You can get a lot of these parts on eBay, believe it or not. You can get a transmission shaft, we call it, on eBay, and then just take it over and see if the motorcycle shop there in Brainerd, the Kawasaki dealer, can look at that used shaft you got. Sometimes you can buy a brand new one. Pretty inexpensive, because that 2004 Kawasaki 400 is well worth fixing, definitely. But that's why your shifter is going too far up or too far down. Transmission's gone. That's all it is a shaft in there. It's a pretty simple thing. But to get in there, you got to take the whole thing apart. Piston, barrel, carburetor. Crack the case. Put it in half. Split it in half. It's very technical, Alex. Alex, appreciate the email. Appreciate it from Brainerd, Minnesota. And please do send me back an email address. I can send you a little gift pack. We do have a couple things in there. Mothers and Meguiar's and Solution Finish. And I can't give you a transmission, but I do have some Kawasaki special secrets. I'm going to send in that gift bag to you for your Cowie, which you can probably go ahead and put on that motorcycle. Once you get it running, I want to hear about it. Do a follow-up, please. That's how you do it, folks. Thanks, Alex. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That's what the address is. Now, a lot of talk. It's about EVs, isn't it? A lot of talk about EVs. I remember back in the day, that's where I started, folks. It was a full-service gas station. You pulled in, fill her up, check the oil. Can you wash the windshield? How's your air on the tires? Gone. Long gone. So, I have a question for you. How many gas stations and convenience stores are in the United States right now? Well, as of 2022, the Nielsen IQ Convenience Industry store count. You ready for this? Not quite yet. Okay. Well, did we all talk about the gas stations getting popped up on every single corner back in the day? Was that the talk? Hey, I got a gas station right across the street from the Chevron's right across the street from Exxon. Exxon's right across the street from, the private labeled one, et cetera, et cetera. Got AM, PMs out there. We got a lot of convenience stores, of course. And, of course, we all know that. Do they make more money on the gas, or do they make more money on the Snickers bars? Well, how many gas stations and convenience stores are in the United States? As of 2022, there are 148,026 convenience stores operating in the United States, according to this 2022 NAC Nielsen IQ Convenience Industry Store. That's one C store per every 2,246 people. The total store count as of December 2021, it fell. It fell 1.5%. That's 2,862 stores less in 2021 than 2022. And from 2020's 150,274 gas stations is now 148,026 convenience stores with gas. So, here's another question for us about gas. Who has the most gas stations in the United States? Shell has the most number of locations with 12,324 locations across 51 states and territories. ExxonMobil comes in second at 11,912. Chevron, third place, has 7,018 locations in the United States. These three folks make up, together, make up 65.1% of the largest 10 gas stations in the United States today. My question for you, if you do or do not like EVs, doesn't matter. My question for you is, do you believe and feel that the charge stations will take place of the gas filling stations one day? Will we not see ExxonMobil? Will we not see Chevron? Will we not see AMPMs out there? Are we going to see their stickers maybe on those charge sticks? The number one gas station in America is Quick Trip, a Wisconsin-based, family-owned company, which operates more than 80 of the stores in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Ohio, Michigan, South Dakota, and Illinois. Oh, and their bakeries are to die for. Oh, yeah. So, gas stations. Fuel. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to go get more fuel and be right back with you. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild. Cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psychobilly Cadillac. Come on.
Oh, I love those Cadillac convertibles.
The negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider.
Got the top down. Get the wind to blow through your hair on those convertibles. Do you have a convertible? Do you like it? Did you accidentally push the button at 55 miles an hour just to get some air going through there? Whoops, there went my top. Hey, good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Of course, as we all know, you got to have your driving gloves on and steel-toed boots because we are having a good time today. And I want you also to have today a pen and paper and pencil because I've got some information, again, back to the word recalls. Now, I'm not going to give you any certain recalls, but I have for you, folks, this is very important. A study shows which vehicles have the most and the least number of lifetime recalls. So this is part of Auto World where you need to know how to get to the podcast. That way you can go back and listen to it again. Because this helps you decide on which what car vehicle do you want to purchase. Do you purchase vehicles? Hey, Mark, just give me the vehicle out there. Do you drive into the dealership and say, hey, give me the car that has the most recalls? That's the best one on your lot, isn't it? I think not. So podcast, all you got to do is Google Auto World Mark Evans. There it is. Another new added part of Auto World right there on GCNLive.com. Thank you, General Motor George. You put it on the website. Now, he had some part of doing it, Bentley Bryan. Oh, yeah, Bentley Bryan, website master there, I guess is his name. Yeah, he's the Weber. He did it. You can go to GCNLive.com, look up me, Auto World, and you'll see the little tab there. Just hit podcast. Okay, let's get to the study. This brand new study. Yep, for all of us, drivers. We drive a car, don't we? Yeah. Vehicle recalls are hardly a pleasant experience, aren't they? Especially when you go get them and they give you the postcard in the mail. You read the letter and say, oh, not another one. Then you drive over to the dealer and you can't get the thing fixed because they don't have any parts. And they call, I'm going to call you when we get the part. Yeah. Depending on the issue, though, it's very a dangerous thing. That's why I like to report recalls. Well, here it is. According to a study conducted by IC Cars, there were over 400 recalls issued in 2022, affecting more than 25 million of us. Well, 25 million vehicles. That was higher, figures higher than ever before in 2021. 2022 wins them all. Yep. Now, so they did a study, and they found out a lot of things in the study about recalls. It gets right down to, in fact, a lifetime. Study shows the vehicles have the most, who has the most and the least number of lifetime recalls. So, the 25 models with the most recalls, folks, means a lot. Now, again, we only have 3 hours, so I'm going to go quick and fast. And then I'm going to go up the list in the second hour. And then, of course, on the third hour, you're going to find out we'll do the top three. 3, 2, 1 on the third hour. But right now, on the first hour, number 25 on the list, Jeep Wrangler. Now, again, this is for lifetime, the most and the least number of lifetime recalls. This is who has the most recalls, 25 models. Jeep Wrangler is 25. 24 is the Subaru Accent. Number 23, the Chevy Silverado 1500. Going up the list, 2022 is the year, but this is 22 on the list. Jeep Grand Cherokee L. 21 on the list, Jeep Grand Cherokee. Number 20 is the BMW 5 Series. Number 19, the BMW 3 Series. Number 18, the Ford Explorer. Number 17, BMW X7. 16, Lincoln Corsair. 15, Porsche 911. Number 14 is the Kia Telluride, believe it or not, is on the list. We're going to stop there. Second hour, we're going to go up the list, go all the way to number 3, and then number 3, 2, and 1 will be on that on the third hour. And these are the models that have the most recalls, lifetime recalls. Again, don't worry about writing things down. You know, anymore here on Auto World, I do recommend that maybe I should start sending out pens and paper to everybody, because we do have information that is very, well, it helps you get through life in your auto world to figure out what vehicle maybe you should buy. So that was the most. So let's give you some of the ones that the 33 models with the least amount of recalls. Okay, this is the good list. Now let's go down to number 33, Infiniti Q60. Number 32 is Fiat 500X. Number 31, the Toyota Camry Hybrid. Number 30 is the Mercedes-Benz Class A. 29, Corolla Hatchback, the Toyota Corolla Hatchback. 28, Toyota Prius Prime. Number 27, Mitsubishi Mirage G4. 26, the Mini Clubman. Number 25, the Lexus IS350. Number 24, the Nissan Titan, the XD model. 23, the Mercedes-Benz GLS. Number 22, the Ford Fusion Hybrid. Number 21, the Mercedes-Benz S-Class. Number 20, the Chevrolet Trailblazer. Quite high for the Chevy Trailblazer. That's good. Number 19, the Mercedes-Benz GLB. Excuse me, that's number 18. Number 19 is Infiniti QX50.9. And then number 18 is the Mercedes-Benz GLB. Now, that is the list. We're going up the list. That is the list, again, with the least amount of lifetime recalls. Now, this study also gave us a number, basically expected a 30-year lifetime on these recalls. 30 years. And they gave me the list of how many recalls that they'll probably have. So if you'd like to know, let's say if you're thinking about maybe buying on the list that has the 33 models with the least amount of recalls, and you're thinking, well, Mark, I'm thinking about buying the number 26. Give me number 26. It's the Mini Clubman. Folks, this study shows that in the next 30 years, that car will have one recall. That's it. Okay, so let's go to the list 25 models with the most recalls, and let's go down to number 25, which is the end of the list, the Jeep Wrangler. 10 in 30 years. It'll have 10. The BMW, number 17 on the list. Yeah, give me a number 17. I'll have a supersized. Okay, no, 17 is a BMW X7. 12.4 recalls in the next 30 years of its life. This is how this works. So with that, again, folks, it gives you an idea of maybe what make and model you should buy. The second hour, we're going to go up on the list until we get to the third hour of Auto World, and we're going to give you 3, 2, and 1 on the list of the 25 models with the most recalls, and 3, 2, 1 on the list that is the least amount of recalls in their life period of 30 years. And this is a huge study. IC Cars spent a lot of time with it, a lot of time. Who do you think are the winners? Which manufacturer, which model won? And again, I know that you're not going into the dealership saying, yeah, take that car over there. How many recalls does it have? I'm looking for one that's got 3,000. Doesn't work that way, does it? Nope. Not at all. Okay, we've got a little bit of surprise for you today on Auto World right here before the garage door goes down. Well, the dealers are so oversupplied with this car and make and model that, in fact, they have more than they need for the next 2 years. This means that you will probably get a better price. And who is it? It's the, well, Jeep supplied the dealers with too many 2023 Jeep Renegades. Yep, the Jeep Renegades. They built too many of them. The list goes on and on and on. What color do you like? The dealers are overwhelmed. They have over 2 years worth of inventory at the dealers for the Jeep Renegade. Not the Wrangler, the Renegade. So, you know what that means? I think the price should be lower. Maybe the prices are falling because there's too many of them. Way too many. Yep. So, I have a list for you, too. Jeep Renegade's number one on the list, where they've built too many of them. Also, Chevrolet built too many Chevrolet Silverado 4500 chassis cab 443s. And Lincoln, Ford, hello. Lincoln, you built too many Lincoln Corsairs. Ram did the same thing. They built too many Ram 2500s. Jeep Cherokee built too many of them. Number six on the list, Chrysler Pacifica hybrids. They built too many of those. They built too many Jeep Compasses also. This tells you you can get a better price on all those makes and models I just said. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.